WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Stoic Life. It's your boy Logan Cruz here, ready to dive into a topic that's been swirling around in my mind lately. Letting go of fear and embracing uncertainty. I ever feel like life is just one giant curveball? Like every time you think you've got things figured out, bam. The universe throws another surprise your way. Yeah, I know the feeling. But guess what? Stoicism, my friends, isn't about pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about accepting that life is going to throw punches, but how we respond to those punches, well, that's where the real power lies. So buckle up, because today we're talking about how to ditch the fear of the unknown and actually start thriving in the midst of uncertainty. Now, I want you to remember a few key things as we go along. First off, fear is a liar. It loves to make mountains out of molehills, turning everyday challenges into epic disasters in your mind. Second, uncertainty isn't something to be feared, it's an opportunity. A chance to learn, grow, and discover hidden strengths you never knew you had. And finally, remember that you are not alone. Everyone feels fear, everyone grapples with uncertainty. We're all in this crazy ride together. Here are five things that have helped me personally navigate the wild waters of life and overcome those pesky fears. 1. Focus on what you can control. Listen, there are a million things we can't control: the weather, other people's actions, traffic jams, the list goes on. But there's a beautiful power in focusing on what we can control. Our thoughts, our reactions, and our choices. When fear starts creeping in, take a deep breath and ask yourself, what can I actually do right now to influence this situation? Focusing on your own sphere of influence takes the pressure off worrying about everything else. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ever heard of the saying, thoughts become things? Well, sometimes our thoughts can feel like self-fulfilling prophecies. If you're constantly telling yourself, I can't do this or this is going to be a disaster, guess what? You're more likely to make that happen. Instead, try flipping those scripts. Challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and evidence to the contrary. Remember, your mind is a powerful tool, use it wisely. 3. Practice gratitude. This one sounds simple, but trust me, it's a game changer. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, shifts your focus away from fear and towards positivity. It's like this. When you're grateful for what you have, you're less likely to fear what you might lose. 4. Step outside your comfort zone. I know facing fears can be scary. But sometimes the best way to conquer them is to simply take that first step. Start small. Try something new, even if it makes you a little nervous. You'll be surprised at how much strength and resilience you discover within yourself. 5. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Listen, nobody's perfect. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. But instead of viewing failure as the end of the world, try seeing it as a valuable lesson. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this to grow and improve? Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're applying for your dream job. You put your heart and soul into the application, but then, silence. No response. That's uncertainty rearing its ugly head. They might tell you they didn't like you, you're not good enough. But here's the stoic way to handle it. Acknowledge the fear, yes, but don't let it control you. Focus on what you can control, your next steps. Maybe you reach out for feedback, brush up your resume, or apply to another opportunity. Remember, uncertainty doesn't define you, how you respond to it does. So, remember folks, the world is a wild place, full of twists and turns. But that's what makes life exciting. Don't let fear hold you back from pursuing your dreams, taking risks, and living a fulfilling life. Embrace uncertainty, learn from every experience, and keep moving forward with courage and confidence. That's all for today's episode. Go out there, face those fears head on, and remember you've got this. And hey, if you found this helpful, spread the Stoic love. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of inspiration, leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media. Can't wait to connect with you again tomorrow for another empowering episode of The Stoic Life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.